That's the Jackson 5, Ocean 100, ABC. It's 7:39 right now, and we are very, very excited because it's time to welcome our next interesting islander onto the show, and we are super pumped today to have a Canadian treasure with us. I mean, he needs a really good introduction, but I don't even know how I could do it justice.
You don't have the words, eh?
I mean, from Street Sense going way back to the Trailer Park Boys, Jonovision, his new show, Volleys Everywhere, we have Mr. Jonathan Torrens with us on the show today. Hello, sir.
Welcome, welcome.
Good morning.
It is
That's
so...
the smallest round of applause I've ever received in my life.
You are so welcome for that, too, by the way. So welcome for that. Great to have you on the show. You're in Halifax right now, right?
I'm an hour outside of Halifax, Nova Scotia, just kind of between Truro and the Masstown Market.
Incredible. Oh, okay. We all know that area.
Yeah.
We do very much. So what are you doing in Halifax? Let's start there.
We just finished working on a TV show last week called Roll With It.
Okay.
It's for Bell 5 TV 1, and there were so many Islanders on it, we had to take a picture of it. Jacob Hempel was one of our actors. Olivia King was our boom operator. Sam Wayward from St. Peter's was a gaffer. Jenna McMillan, famous PEI producer, yeah, was working on the show with us. It was such a comfort to have so many people from home working on the show.
And when can folks check that out?
It'll be out in the fall, I think, probably September. There's a natural kind of exhale after you make something where you're like, okay, we got it done. And then we kind of figure out when it'll roll out. But I wanted to give a quick shout out if I could.
Yeah.
It's been a busy month. And when things like this come up, I'm really excited to do them, but I pick a date that's kind of far in the future and don't always remember when it is. So my friend Maura, that I worked at Thirsties in Cavendish with years ago, sent me a message yesterday and said, hey, Bradley and I are going to listen to you on the radio tomorrow when I drive to school at Birchwood. And I was like, oh, right, that's tomorrow. So if it wasn't for Maura and Bradley, I wouldn't have necessarily remembered, though I'm sure Corey would have poked me if you got close and he hadn't heard from me. So,
well,
to Maura
you.
And Bradley, on their way to Birchwood, good morning.
Thank you to them for helping us make sure that this happened today, that's for sure. And I guess the big question is, growing up in Charlottetown, how does, take me back to the beginning, how does one make that jump to becoming a national superstar, really?
I don't know if there's any such thing in Canada. Like, I can't even hear Canadian national superstar without laughing. I guess there are a couple. Like, Rick Mercer's one. Don Cherry's one. Like, Gordon Pinsent was one. People that are genuine stars in our country. But more often than not, the Jim Carreys and Mike Myers and people like that had to leave Canada to kind of become global superstars. I just feel very thankful that I've been able to work in my business in my country for as long as I have. And the way I've been able to do that is to kind of have the Swiss Army knife approach. I'm not the best writer. I'm not the best director. I'm not the best actor, but there aren't many people that work as hard and do as many different things as I do. So PEI made me. It all started on Cedar Avenue in Sherwood. When I could walk through the field to Sherwood Elementary School and to the Sherwood Sportsplex, my first concert was listening to Charlie Pride through the Zamboni door at the Sherwood Sportsplex.
There's a reference.
Everybody saw Charlie Pride, yeah.
Was standing by the slush pile wondering, like, am I going to get in trouble for not buying a ticket but standing out here listening? my world ended at Ellis Brothers. That was my range. I was allowed to walk to the grocery store and go to Bun King. And what a safe, beautiful place to grow up and have so much freedom. And as I'm sure it was the case for you guys, you could come inside when the streetlights came on and everyone knew everyone and people would look out for each other. And it's the most idyllic place possible to grow up.
Absolutely. And we're going to chat more about this. You're not here just for a one-off. You're going to stick with us for about an hour or so. We're going to get you in on the birthdays today. I don't know how much you know about how exciting the celebration calendar is here on Ocean 100. It's a staple in PEI lore. So this should be a big deal for you.
Is this, just so I know, is this yesterday's hits and today's favorites or the one station everyone at work can agree on?
It's a little bit of both.
It's both.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, nice.
Good. You're off to a good start. Okay. We'll have more fun with Jonathan Torrens coming up next on Ocean.
It's now.
Here's Everybody Wants to Rule the World, Ocean 100. It's the morning show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. Big shout out to the crew at Kinlock Home Hardware today. I know they have us on over there. Thank you very much, guys. We are hanging out with Jonathan Torrens today as our next interesting Islander. And this has been fun so far. You mentioned when we were talking off air about your kids. What are your kids' names?
My 13-year-old's name is Sugar Daisy. Her friends call her Shug. And my 11-year-old's name is Indigo, and her friends call her Indy. Shug and Indy.
Awesome. Wow. And you live in Halifax, right?
We live between Truro and the Mousetown Market. That's actually where we live.
Okay, gotcha. So they go to school and all that.
My family's from here, and as long as she was willing to live with me, I didn't care where that was.
Perfect.
But it's close to the airport. It's a head start to PEI. It's a head start to the States if you're driving. It's nice and quiet. There are a lot of reasons I like living here.
How often do you get back to the island?
Well, we have a place over there now on the North Shore, which I'm so happy about. As I was mentioning to you guys, it, like a lot of people, kind of bore the brunt of Fiona. It was really hard to see all the devastation over there, but Islanders are resilient, and it was also pretty moving to see how fast people rallied to help each other out and be neighborly and get back up on their feet. So spending more time over there these days to get things right in our little neck of the woods. And I know you guys know I'm wearing a PEI Handpie Company t-shirt.
Yep.
So my body is brought to you in part by the PEI Handpie Company. So every time I'm over there, I make sure to stop in there and pound a Cornish pasty because my dad was from Cornwall, England, and that is the food of our people.
Yeah, well, incredible. No, that's you're just full of interesting tidbits, things I never would have thought.
I'm just tying all the loose threads together.
I love it. Okay, well, you're going to...
If you need some help with the trees, I have a Fisher-Price chainsaw that I've been using for the last 6 months or so. So
it's a beast.
I can help you if you need it.
It's a beast.
Well, my father-in-law told me it's not the size of the chainsaw because I asked if I could borrow his big one. He gave me, like, a Fisher-Price chainsaw, which I think was couched in an insult somehow. But he said, you know, if your chain is good, it doesn't matter the size of the saw. It should cut through anything. No excuses.
There you go, Scott. You're set. All right, let's do the birthdays. I know you're very excited for this, Jonathan. I will start the list, and then I'll throw it over to you, and you can take her down from there. So let's get right down to business. Of course, it's the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Belated birthday for Catherine Langell today in Johnson's River, 34th birthday. Happy 19th birthday to Haley and Leah McIntyre. Love from Mom, Dad, Sister Gracie, fur baby Sadie, Otis, Izzy, Scarlett, and Mabel. Both girls going to UPEI at the moment. Felix Koperkulak is 20 today from Mom and Dad. Luke Snodgrass is 9 from Mom, Dad, Kate, and Maggie. Darlene Howitt and Charlene Zakem, the twins, celebrating a birthday today. That one is with love from Mom. And I think now's a great time to throw it over to you, Jonathan.
Haley and Leah must also be twins if they're both turning 19. Otherwise, that's the closest case of Irish twins I've ever heard. Jennifer MacArthur turning 60 today from the PEI Cloggers. Nancy Douglas from Stratford, happy 70th birthday to you. Looking great. Love from all the family. Tracy McDonald from Hampton is 58. That's from the Camping Posse. Wishing you a happy birthday today. Carter Coppin from Fortune Bridge, happy birthday. And finally, to Wilma Smith, happy birthday. Love all your family and friends.
Oh, that was really
well
good.
Done.
I mean, you probably doesn't mean much getting a round of applause from us, but of all the things you've done, that's pretty awesome, right?
You know what? It's when the applause stops that it really hurts.
We'll have more coming up with Jonathan Torrens next to the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
And now back to Darcy and Scott in the morning, only on Ocean 100.
Wow, that was...
How was that?
That was awesome. Like, you could be our new big voice guy.
What?
Yes!
Oh, come on, guys. I don't know if I could do that. Could I?
Oh, I think he sounds
pretty
good.
From birthdays to big voice guy.
He sounds pretty good. Jonathan Torrens is who you're hearing.
Ocean 100 should be soft and soothing. Ocean 100. And now back to Darcy and Scott in the morning. Only on Ocean 100.
You said Ocean 100 a couple too many times, but that's okay. That's okay. That was good.
He wants you to say Darcy more.
Yes, I want to hear my name more. My name more.
By the way, if we're tracking properly, Maura and Bradley should be in the car now in Stratford on their way to Birchwood. Just again, a reminder, if you're just joining us, they were the people that reminded me I was supposed to be here this morning. So I kind of want to do a live traffic monitoring of their journey from Stratford to Birchwood. Do we know what traffic is like on the bridge? Do we have a live camera there?
We're coming up on 8:15. We absolutely do not have a live camera over there, but it's coming up on 8:15, so I can take a guess and say that bridge traffic is probably a little busy right now.
It's Molasses City over there.
Molasses City.
I still call it Bunbury. Am I dating myself?
A little bit.
I don't know. Section of it is still known as Bunbury.
It's only been Stratford for several decades now.
Old habits die
They're
hard.
Still
though.
Like Bunbury and Keppock and, you know.
What's next? The Peter Pan closing? Come on, guys. These are my childhood dreams. As long as Peter Pan never closes, I'll be just fine.
Okay, we should move on then. Water cooler question for Robin's Donuts. 50% of men surveyed say they hate shopping for this the most. What is it?
Furniture.
I was waiting for our guest to make a quick guess there. Anyways, it was furniture. Do you like shopping?
I find that really surprising.
Yeah. Do you like shopping for furniture, Jonathan?
I mean, as much as the next person, it's not something I would drag out. You need a brown chair. You look at a few brown chairs and say, I like the one in the middle. It's not of the things you could dread. Buying furniture doesn't even rank for me. I find that surprising.
Yeah. A lot of people called in and said lingerie would be the one that they would pick, but that's not.
I don't mind that at all. Okay. You find something that fits you properly, and it's your little secret.
I got you on that one.
You know, I do have a theory, though. In general, there's too much choice in the world. There used to just be Crest and Colgate, and you could go in and pick one. But now there's 50 types of each toothpaste: whitening, brightening, for tartar control, plaque control, fresh breath, cavity removing. Like, the big decisions, I have no problem with. But little decisions like that, those are the things that stop me in my tracks.
It's like, why are the chocolate bars so complicated now?
Yeah, exactly. It's Smarties with Score in it. Like, Score was perfect. It doesn't need to be anything else.
Wow. I'm always going to remember the time we had Jonathan Torrens on the show, one of my idols growing up in the broadcast business, and we talked about how the state of the chocolate bar industry is.
Yes.
That's very highbrow.
This is important stuff.
Very highbrow.
It is important. There's too many of them. That's the problem.
Can we talk about some of your interests at this moment? Like, maybe Shorzy. You're on Shorzy, right? Well,
now all I can think is, like, Reese's had the chocolate and the peanut butter. You already did something cool. You're done. You don't need to then roll it in Nerds. Leave it alone.
I mentioned this the other day. I've been into a Kit Kat and it had popcorn in it.
Yeah, you don't want that, especially because my eyes aren't what they once were. So if I'm in the gas station, I just grab a Kit Kat, quick like a bunny, for the rest of my drive, and then it tastes like chemicals. And the wrapper says it's because it's popcorn. Nobody needs that. That is not efficient.
It tastes like chemicals.
You're not saving any time. Look, I don't have to get popcorn anymore because I ate it in my Kit Kat. That is false economy, as they say. Yes, I was just in Sudbury, Ontario, working on season 2 of Shorzy, which, as some people might know, is the first spinoff of Letterkenny.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to play a character on Letterkenny named Noah Dick, who is a Mennonite gentleman. His wife, Anita Dick, was played by Sarah Wayne Callies from Walking Dead and Prison Break. She's now on a great show with Buddy from This Is Us. I forget what it's called. Anyway, it's on ABC. Check it out.
Okay, and
that's actually a great, by the way, we should do a recurring bit called The Forgetful Entertainment Reporter. You know, that lady from Prison Break is on a new show with Buddy from This Is Us, and I forget what network it's on at what time, but anyway, check it out. It's great, from what I remember.
All right, so you should watch Shorzy, folks. Jonathan
Torrens.
That's the headline. Jonathan Torrens is with us as our interesting Islander today. We'll have more with him coming up next.
Wake up, PEI, to the soothing sounds of Darcy and Scott in the morning, only on Ocean 100.
Oh, the dramatic pause is what had me. That's what
That's an ellipsis.
Yeah, you're really good. You're really good at that. Thank you. Jonathan Torrance. We're working on a contract to make him our new voice guy.
New
big voice guy.
I would love that.
We're just putting him through the ringer right now, and he's doing pretty darn good. This has been a terrifically fun morning.
Look, we needed a Mora update.
Yeah, that's right. We need an update from Mora on the road.
I just sent a message to see if she had dropped him at Birchwood safe and sound yet. I'm going to guess traffic's a little sticky on the Hillsborough Bridge, and maybe not yet. I haven't heard back, but hopefully it's because her hands are at the 10 and 2 position, and she's not checking her messages while operating a motor vehicle. Who does that?
Right.
That's sheer idiocy.
Yes.
That's like taking, you guys know Reese's Peanut Butter Cups? That's like taking a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup and injecting O. Henry into it. It's hats on hats. You don't need to do it.
It doesn't work.
Just got a picture confirmed. He has been dropped. I have photographic evidence that Bradley is safe and sound at Birchwood, and Mora can go home and back to bed.
Oh, good.
And on the topic of Mora again, and like going back to the beginning of your stardom, Thirsties in Cavendish plays a role in your story, right?
It does, yes. I worked at Christopher's Beach Club during the day when I was a teenager. During the summer, I was off from Street Sense, by the way. I was already on Street Sense, but Canadian show business, I needed to still make dough. I lived at the Seaside Motel in Cavendish and had a bicycle, not to brag. But I would bike back and forth to the boardwalk, work at Christopher's during the day, and then host karaoke on occasion at Thirsties at night. And Mora and I worked together back in those days at Thirsties. That was a few years ago now.
I'm not sure what they do at Thirsties now. Is it a T-shirt store still? Or
I'm not sure.
We don't even know.
Is it a CSI crime scene? I know it was a boardwalk for a whole bunch of years. But you know what it houses is so many Islanders' summer memories. Of trying to beat the line and sneak in the open window, and they had friends on the inside who pulled them up over the deck to get in. That was a great time.
These are great memories. These are great memories. You know what? I feel like we should almost do this again sometime. You got a lot of things on your plate today. I know you got a podcast to record, the Taggart and Torrance podcast, and you have a dump run.
Yeah, you got to go to the dump.
Doing a dump run.
You got a dump
run. Well, we have horses, so we have big round bales. And getting rid of the plastic that goes around the round bales, it's too big to go in a recycling bag. It requires a dump run, so let them build up. And it's a pretty satisfying thing that I can do on the honey-do list that gets big props, but really it's just sitting in the truck by myself for 25 minutes each way.
Oh, we've been there. we've definitely been there before.
Yeah, it's a metaphorical dump run.
This has been a real treat. It would be great for this to happen again. I would love for this to happen again.
I would too. This is great.
Awesome. So it's the birthday part, I think. I think he's really starstruck by being able to help us with the birthdays today.
I think it's the big boy stuff.
You had me at birthdays.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much. We'll let you get to the rest of your day and your dump run and all that fun stuff. This has been amazing. Thank you very much, Jonathan Torrance, for joining
us
today.
Super fun. Thanks so much, guys. We'll do it again for sure.
Thanks.
Thanks.